This is After Hours programming on HRN. The views and opinions of this show do not reflect those of HeritageRadioNetwork.com, Heritage Foods USA, or any of our sponsors. Again, this is After Hours programming on HRN.
Gunwash News Time. It's 7:30 p.m. and it is Thursday evening here at Gunwash. My name is Aaron. I gotta tell you, man, I'm like growing a little bit weary of these like the news songs. All right, it's okay. I'm grouchy today, so stick around.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
That's you know, as we were starting, I just got this crazy text from Jimmy. We could talk about that in a minute. Welcome to Gunwash. My name's Aaron. Welcome everyone. We're back. Jack was gone last week because of a little trip out to the Keys.
That's good.
We did some spin casting out there.
Keys. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Right. Keys. Welcome to Gunwash Radio. I'm here every Thursday night at 7:30 with Herbert Spliffington and my studio casts. And you can always find us at heritageradionetwork.com. And if you want to call in, which you often do, you can call us at 718-497-2128.
Yes, Mila.
Gunwash at Twitter. Or how do you do? You say Gunwash at Twitter, or you say the Twitter is at Gunwash.
At Gunwash.
Yep.
The Twitter.
By the way, Gunwash. So Gunwash at Gmail. Is the new email. So we can, I'm going to solve
twice.
The, yeah, Gunwash, because they were like, oh, Gunwash 1 is available, or whatever. So Gunwash at gmail.com. And, you know, that's great because we don't have to do the, yes.
But that's not the Twitter though, right?
No, the Twitter is at Gunwash.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sorry for the confusion. Hey, welcome everyone. Say hi everyone.
Hey.
Glad hello.
Spliffington, hey.
Saludos.
So the guest, our guest did back out tonight, but that's okay. Well, let me go over a little bit of the schedule of some things. I have some announcements, and we can close the lines for a second so I can just, you know, go through this. But oh, actually, you know what? Actually, before we do that, let's go to Spliffington. Are you set? Okay, cool. And you can leave me up for a second if you want. Stick around, guys. Gunwash.
Right now, I love the way I am. Do you understand? I'm stepping it hotter this year. I'm stepping it hotter this year. Don't you like it? Don't you like it? I'm stepping it hotter this year. I'm stepping it hotter this year. So don't you fight it, hey, hey, hey. Don't you fight it, hey, hey, hey. Don't this, trying to miss, who miss, must get evicted. Do you understand me? Do you understand? Respect, don't take a set, my set, bust your bet. Do you still love me?
Man. This is my warning to all and all, we cut down the hard drugs from the land. Look out, be never one. Who know if we legalize the herb, how do we get rid of the crackhead them? Respect we have for them when it's illegal, my friend. I the same respect and manners we have show for them. Who no legalize the herb? I don't know, get rid of the crack at them.
Now eat it! All you guys suck it down. You ever think on poor crack and everything? Name your man for life, don't talk to me. Being another one. Hear this? I'm not addicted, addicted to no hard drugs. I tell you, I'm not addicted to no hard drugs. Gregory warned me, because go up a tree and me go check Gregory. Gregory sit down and a reason with me. Him say, Ninja Man, you better listen right now. Call for you, I am a elder singer. Smoke and heroin, you better afraid of. That way make you can't get him get a visa. Me left from Jamaica, we go back Canada. So right now, this is the word where me utter. I'm not addicted to no hard drugs. I tell you, I'm not addicted to no hard drugs. Tiger want me, go up a pin and me go take Tiger. Me and Tiger sit down like a two blood brother. We eat some food and we reason together. This is the word from the great Tiger. Tiger said, Ninja Man, no joking. No take the crack cause it's a serious thing. Remember when me did big fat and thin. Now me turn the maga lock and live in heaven. The woman left me gone and now she come back and think. I do me come over the crack and now me in a full swing. I saw she get big in me all the tender loving. I'm not addicted.
All the time I go to the judgment. Be careful when you're driving on the street. Being a man and a one. Gonna listen to the Don. Let me ask you something. Who wanna ever race under the run? Race under the run. Tell me road users them a race under the run. Me tell them a race under the run. Race under the run. Me say, tell me road users them a race under the run. Because you go round the corner 90 miles. You know, and lick a old lady. Make shit drop on the ground. She broke her knee. Around and I think of them. No, me say, all them the same thing in what me want them fit on. Who wanna ever race? Race on the run, me say, tell me road users if I race on the run. Me better not junk and drive. Junk and drive. Warn the road users not be junk and drive. Me tell them not junk and drive. Junk and drive. Warn the road users not be junk and drive. You know me coming from St. Mary the other night and stop at Junction Road. That's so cool off. Me say, when me park and just relax me bike, you know a man pass me like when you to fly kite and then him get out of control and start go from left to right and drop over gully and kill off him poor wife. Me tell them not junk and drive. Junk and drive. Warn the road users not be
to the maximum. But I hear so no go on like a champion. But this year me have the solution, man. Hear this. Step on me gristle. Me want some girl come itch up on me gristle. And press up on me cheek and a girl get all nice and decent, girl. Loving to the maximum. But I hear so no go on like a champion. But this year me have the solution, man. Hear this. Step on me gristle. Me want some girl come itch up on me gristle. And press up on me cheek and girl get crippled, who not get up down a mountain, $10,000 with
the. Yo, where does he live at, Brooklyn? Where's that?
Right around here.
Isn't that like the entry or some shit?
Alright, welcome back to Gunwash Radio. Thank you, Spliffington.
There's a caller on the line.
Oh, we got a call on the line. Hey, you're on Gunwash.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Mom.
What have you been doing?
You know, just working and stuff.
Hi, Monica.
Oh, Chris is here. He says
hi, Chris.
There you go.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's wonderful.
But I saw you guys were calling like right as I was going on, so I figured I would I didn't want to like totally leave you hanging and not return the call. So here.
Hey, you know, I heard Alec Baldwin has a show just like you.
Oh yeah. Oh,
is it on Radio Lily?
Oh yeah.
Is it on Radio Lily?
It's on Radio Lily, right? No, are you talking about 30 Rock?
What?
Well, because I know that we compete with 30 Rock for, because isn't 30 Rock on like right now?
I think so.
No,
it's not.
It comes
time.
On at 8,
it's
right?
Time now. Dad wants to talk to you. He's like walking away, being a jerk.
All right. Put him on.
Hold
him
on a minute.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Where you been?
Same place I talked. Since I talked to you this morning, I've been working at home, man. Working and home.
Yeah.
I'm in the.
Are we seeing you this weekend?
Sure. I'm in the great Bushwick, Brooklyn, New York right now, man, under the stars.
That's great.
I tell you, man, I haven't had a gun wash that was this warm since I was at a different job, man.
How's your job?
It's great, man. It's great. I'm loving it.
Are you still employed?
Sure thing.
So you're coming home?
Which day?
Hurry home. Hurry
Saturday home. Night? Hello, Chris. Saturday night?
Yeah, I'll do Saturday night.
Yeah. No, I mean, come over during the day on Saturday, and Mom will take you
shopping. Yeah. Yeah. Can we get the new Jordans that just came out? The glow in the dark 13s.
You guys are stoned, right?
No. I tell you what, though, man, I did bring weed tonight, man. I'm very excited for that, man.
Are you coming out on Saturday?
Okay. Yeah, I'll come out on Saturday. That's a deal.
Confirm it, and then Mom will take you shopping.
This is like embarrassing.
You gotta confirm it tomorrow. You're laughing too much. I'm glad you're having a good time here.
Mr. Ginsburg, he needs school supplies, too.
Air?
Yeah. What's up?
All right, so you'll call us tomorrow and let me know if you're gonna come?
Sure thing.
I'm coming.
Now, don't say you are when you're not.
All right. Look,
I'll come over, because I had a cake and everything for you, so...
Oh, right. It was my birthday, like, but it's almost, like, 2 weeks old at this point. It's
better
like,
be gluten-free.
All right. Yeah, that better be gluten-free cake over there.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Listen to this guy. Hey, what's up? Oh, she hung up. There you go. All right. Well, that was... Hey, what are you going to do? That was a little bit embarrassing, Jack. Should I be embarrassed about that?
Yeah, probably.
She's like, I'm going to take you shopping.
Yeah, when they say shopping, they probably mean, like, you know... They think I have a, you know...
Let's take you to Woolworth.
Yeah. Woolworth.
Yo, my parents I don't get taken shopping, man.
They take it to the food kitchen.
I think he's talking about, like, toiletries. My dad has this thing where he's like, all right, I got to get you toothpaste, soap, and deodorant, like, immediately as soon as possible. He'll always, when I go to the train, he always is like, you need soap? You need deodorant? You need soap?
It's like, yeah, you know I got that sensitive skin.
Yeah.
Monica's going to take you to Macy's. You know, some nice clothes at Macy's, I think.
Macy's is so out of style, Evan.
Oh.
You know, I was thinking about this, how we can really, you know, the sound from the people eating, it really, really permeates, dude.
Yeah,
it permeates to you, but not back on the recording that much.
Right, that's true.
Not that much, but a little bit.
It's true, yep. All right, we're back on Gunwash Radio. Sorry for the recess we had. It's Thursday night at 7:30, and I don't know the temperature, so I can't give you an update, and I'm pretty grouchy tonight anyway, so
it's like 47 degrees.
Oh, 54 and overcast.
Oh, it's even warmer than I thought.
50 and overcast, excuse me, here in Bushwick. It's a perfect night for us to go, you know, and, you know, it's really the perfect time of the year, the perfect time of the night. As soon, you know, when I get off here at around 8:30, 8:45, it's a great time to take a nice little walk around Bushwick and look at the stars, meditate a little bit. It's great. Anyway, if you want to call in Gunwash, my name is Aaron, and I am available at 718-497-2128. And I, like, got backtracked, so let's go through the schedule. Okay. Ed Peden will be coming back. He is coming back to talk about the apocalypse. That's probably not going to happen until within the next 3 weeks he will be on. But you know who did hit me up was Adam.
Oh.
Yeah, and he has his improv crew. And actually, how did I know he was going to play this?
Yes, we can.
Who knows of him? Jack, you fucked up my jokes. I have all these jokes. I have all these jokes. I thought I had these jokes in the can, and now you played them for me.
Yeah, man, I'm just part of that team trying to steal your ideas, dude.
Yeah, a lot of people out there trying to...
The L.A.
Yeah, all right. We don't have to talk about
it. Are you moonlighting there?
No, we don't have to talk about
it. So who's this guy?
Adam?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Adam. Well, you guys know Adam. He's called the show before, but he has this improv group, and apparently they have a an improv game that's specifically made for, like, audio only, so it would work. He said it would work really good on radio, so we should probably do that. He's a funny guy.
That'd be great.
Okay, March, the week of March 9th to the 14th. I won't be here. I'll be in Florida, so write that down. I think I would maybe like to get you guys maybe to cover for me if that's something.
Yeah, Armando's hosting that day, so.
Yeah,
I could do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure which day of that week that is Thursday, but that will be a substitute show. Oh, great news. Spliffington just walked out, but I kind of wish Spliff was in here to hear this, but he knows it already.
Caller on line two.
Hello, you're on Gunwash.
Hey, how's
no,
it going?
Who is this? Let me guess. Is this Ace?
It's Ace.
Hey!
Oh.
Let me tell you something, Ace. I got a little bone to pick with you, man.
What's going on?
I think you know me and you didn't tell me already.
Where? From when?
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't go into this now.
I'd like to just come on the show and maybe we settle things there.
Yeah, Ace, we've been waiting for you for, it's been almost a year now.
He wants to shoot the five.
Bring your wife too, homie.
Yeah, bring your wife. Seriously.
I'll bring the wife.
Bring the kiss your girl for me.
Oh, man, I hope you're doing good, Ace. Where are you at right now, man?
A juvenile detention center, my kid, my knucklehead's fucking son.
Oh, okay. So you had to go pick him up today.
It was my turn.
It was
my turn.
What borough are we talking about?
The Bronx.
We're talking upstate New York's Greensfield.
All right, that's better than down here.
Stop, so, Spofford.
What do you do?
Hold up in a Motel 8, computer screen going.
Oh, I love that shit, man. I got to tell you, man, you really got to come down here, Ace. We're talking about you all the time, man.
I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back one day.
Come back?
One day I'm going to come into the show.
Well, you just said come back. That seems like it has some foreshadowing attached to it, or some.
That's called a Freudian slip.
Oh, he's got a little. Yeah, Ace is out there. Yeah. All right.
Get out of here.
All right. So we love Ace. We miss him very much. He's coming back, or coming soon. Coming, whatever.
Or he came back.
I'm coming.
So that reminds me of the. So that was a little non sequitur, but I actually was going to say something, and that's actually a good. Sort of
segue
into that. Thank you. I often forget words. So Jimmy Papers is good. Jack, he doesn't. Yeah. So we had a little scare where our friend Jimmy Papers, of course you know from the show, had a little bit of a medical scare. We weren't sure what was going on, but it turns out he is okay for now.
Great news.
Yeah, great news. And I think maybe we might even call him in the second segment. We'll see.
I have a medical scare. I have like cold sweat dripping down my back right now.
You know, I had that the other day, but I was fine after about like 3 hours. You know, it may be mental.
You think so? You think I'm thinking too much?
It may be.
Or you might need to get a bacchiotomy.
That's true. You might be grouchy. I was grouchy that day, and I felt sort of...
Oh, yeah. I'm freaking biting pencils right now.
Why? What happened?
I'm just pissed off. I just want to break this mirror right here in Roberta's, but I don't want to mess this up.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
It's not a mirror, actually. It's a...
It's a see-through bulletproof glass.
It's a windshield!
It's a spit stopper.
Spit stopper.
So why you been biting Ticonderogas?
Oh, the number two, man. The number two pencil is getting to me.
Oh, we're like getting into some obscure.
Record. Yeah,
I can't chill. Okay. I cannot chill.
I've got to tell you.
Where's Rectech?
Rectech is out in California. He will come back soon. He'll come in soon.
Yeah, hold your head up, Rectech, man.
Yeah, big shouts to Rectech. I miss you, man. We meant to send you some stuff, and we keep forgetting because we're, you know, on pot. I got to tell you, man, I brought some weed tonight. I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, sick.
They've been coming around. Evan, have you talked to anyone recently? They have some great, great bud going around right now.
Don't know what you're talking about.
You know, and I the one thing is I wish I could get it like I used to have it when I worked at, you know, when I used to work at, you know what, Ank Frey or whatever. X-nay on the Ank Frey. I gotta tell you, man, that
the 121.
Was my that was my favorite kind of weed, man. That was my most favorite kind of weed. It's like really, really big buds that seem moist and iridescent, but when you touch them with the slightest amount of force.
Caller on line three.
Oh, hey, what's up? You're on Gunwash.
Oh. Oh, hi. Oh, I think I know who this is. Oh.
Hey, man, welcome to Gunwash. Who is this?
What's good? This is still Rec Tech.
Oh, I didn't even recognize him, dude. I didn't recognize him. How'd you know we were on, Rec? Bad boy.
He's got a clock.
A calendar. So you listen to Gunwash. Gunwash. Is he there?
I'm here. Oh, I'm here. I'm here to stay.
Rec, what are you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm at work. I'm working with the internet. Perhaps you've heard of it.
The worldwide.
You know, the day is winding down, and that's about it. You know.
What kind of work are you doing over there?
I'm working with a website, a startup. Startup.
All right.
Is it Lily Radio?
Oh my God, they will
and
not
you know
stop with
you
this.
You know what? I'm actually working. I'm working with Brooklyn's own, the lovely Petra Courtwright, famous international internet artist.
What up, Petra?
As well.
What up, Petra?
That's right.
I like that one, Spliff.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Galactical. Lasers for her.
Rec Tech sister is banging.
What do you guys do?
Rec Tech sister
is
hot. We're over here. I've been trying to do the news now for shit. It's like almost 8 o'clock now. I've been trying to do the news since I first got on, but we only got one story, and he was supposed to have a guest, but he backed out. But it's actually better that he backed out because he wrote me a really funny email, and I'm gonna read it.
That's good.
So, are we gonna make an album? Rec?
Crickets.
Rec?
That's you, Rec.
Wait, the thing is, I can hear about 25% of what you're saying.
Are we making an album, dude? Let's make an album.
Keep it out the red. Tone it down, and just, like, let's talk like gentlemen. Like, okay, right. so, what were you just saying? Like, real quiet.
Are we making an album together?
Oh, yeah, we're still making it. We're making multiple albums. It's going to be a box set.
Because, yeah.
It's going to be, like...
The pizza
it's gonna
tapes.
Be like a Brian. It's gonna be like a Brian Wilson smile thing where we make the album, and everyone's real excited, and then we make the same album again, and everyone's like even more excited because nice. It was so good.
I'm so down, dude. After Florida, we'll come to LA. We'll all come. The whole squad will come. I'll pay for everything.
Yeah. No. Well, you know what would be great is when I return to Brooklyn, you guys come to LA, and then I'll have a radio show in Brooklyn, and you guys can call me and be like, oh, man, I wish I was in Brooklyn. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, no, totally. So we can, like, keep just, like, switching back and forth.
Well, I hope we can meet somewhere in the middle at some point, right?
In Montana.
Yeah, in Montana. Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
That's totally. Equidistant.
They have...
Are you all right, man? You sound like you're upset, dude.
He's at work. Of course he's upset.
He's at work, yeah. Listen, man, Rec, I got to do the news, man. They're killing me over here.
Do the news? You're going to do the news?
I got to, man. I got to.
Peace.
Okay.
Listen, do the news. Do the news. I'm just thrilled that I got to hear. And I got some new tracks that are bubbling, that are marinating and bubbling in the works.
I thought like I wasn't allowed to play the new Knife Show stuff or the new Rec Tech stuff on Gunwash. I was like told that I was not allowed for that.
No, you're not allowed. But it's that moment will come. I promise. Like
can I want to get like, I want to get exclusive.
With a quickness.
I want to get exclusives on shit, man.
You will get the most exclusives on the most shit. So don't you worry.
So, but while we're taking you out, tell the world the name of the Duxworth Rec Tech Aaron album.
It's gonna be called Duxworth and Rec Tech Watch the Crag, because the Aggro Crag is probably the most intense artificial man-made child obstacle course thing ever created in the history of game shows, and it's going to be a dedication to that. And also, anyone that purchases the album is going to get a glowing piece of the crag.
All right, leaderboard, Mo.
Would you say about my girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah, leaderboard. All right, so go to the leaderboard, talk to Mo, and I'll talk to you, gentlemen.
Hey, there he is. Nat the Rec Technician. Rec Tech Technician. There he is. That was really good. Oh, Jerm, by the way. Or, excuse me, Spliff. I got a hard drive for you here. There's backups on there, but you can ignore it. Just remember. Shit, it's almost top of the hour, though, dude. Hold on. Okay, so we're gonna do split, but let me at least talk about the second half. All right, cool. All right, so what we're gonna do is I was supposed to have this guy come on, but I kind of thought he was into it, and then it turns out he wasn't into it. But it's actually better because I'm just gonna tell the story, and he wrote me like a funny email. So, in case you guys haven't heard, let me read from a website. By the way, this is on bigger news circuits than the one I'm reading from, but I wanted to sort of take the off-the-beaten-path soundbite. A Canadian man has spent the last 15 years digging out his basement using model construction vehicles. An average of 8 to 9 cubic yards are moved each year through the use of miniature digger, tractor, and rock crusher, which is then brought outside and consolidated into piles. The homeowner, Joe, started the project after a severe rainstorm caused partial cave-in beneath one corner of his home. The remote control vehicles were acquired over time and kept winter boredom at bay as he continued to work on the hole beneath his home.
Have you seen pictures of this, Aaron?
I saw a couple pictures of it. We actually I went on the YouTube and I found one video of it, and
hello, YouTube.
I actually play it right now.
Put it together and what do you get? The big, big load of construction set. Load it up. Truck along. Dump it out.
I guess that don't really play good. Yeah, I wanted to play like a song, but I guess like a. Let me see if this one. Yeah. Hold on one second. God, I gotta tell you, Jack, the noise over here sounds so loud. I really hope it doesn't sound like that.
It's like I could read that chick's lips, and I could actually hear her lips too.
What's she saying?
Feed me.
I was trying to get this. I'm trying to get this fucking.
She's actually breaking up with her boyfriend.
Can you believe that kids fell for this shit? Did I peak really bad on that?
No.
So this is Tonka from like 7 years. You can build an army of amazing vehicles. So by, not included. All parts are interchangeable. By playing this, of course, I'm making it did look like a vibrator. By this, I'm sort of playing these old Tonka kid commercials. This is how I sort of make fun of the guy with the remote control vehicle. But I got a better one. Hold on. No, hold on. Let's not get too crazy yet because. No, that's not the one I want.
I don't get it.
No. Hold on.
Are we going to talk about how he's doing this?
Well, I got it.
Looking for a tough team that can haul, dump, and load? With Tonka Strong Arms. Just crank the lever, rev the engine, and watch the spark.
I can't believe kids fell for this shit, man. I got to tell you. All right, thanks a lot, Jack, for putting my dad on. Now he's like calling myself.
I'm a little confused.
So. What are you confused about?
How does he make any progress if they're
miniature?
He's got a backhoe and a dump truck primarily, and he moves dirt into the dump.
I would suspect he has some kind of excavator as well. And Evan, we're gonna get to this. We're gonna get to this. I got it. We're gonna take. It's top of the hour. We're gonna talk to Spliffington for a minute. Let me tell you something. I had tons of construction site sounds on deck, and you beat me to it, Jack.
I'm on it.
He went to the big dig.
Evan, I'm sorry for interrupting.
Hey, no problem.
We are gonna reference you and talk to you about this, but it is top of the hour here on Gunwash. Make sure, you guys, if you want to call in, 718-497-2128. Jack is killing me right now because he probably can't even hear what I'm saying, and Spliffington, you may pull up that if you like. Love you guys. Stick around.
Get flat. Everybody get flat. But make the place so tidy. Everybody get flat. My pussy flat. And that pussy flat. Now make the place so tidy. Everybody get flat. I'm here again, but me come a little harder. Me come a tea. here are the barriers. Don't revolutionize, robot up, style it on my kahanya. Go way down low, make me show you up. What? Get flat. Every posse get flat. Make the place so tidy. Every posse get flat. My posse flat. And your posse flat. Make the place so tidy. Every posse get flat. In the dance floor, the people come together. And then my chant, this a rubber dub sound. Hey, just look around, everyone, I do the same thing. Because I sang a choice, make you want to get flat.
We don't do this for the people in the field. Nice, so you are New York Posse, Canada Posse, England Posse, and Jamaica. I don't know where we're going to sell. See, we're going to spread out on the downside and just pop up now. Pop up, flat out. Where? Get flat. Every Posse get flat, they get flat. Say every Posse get flat. I jack, every Posse get flat. I jack, every Posse get flat. Me want you, knock your knee now, make your bottom cock. Set you on them locker, let's stop it all. Your belly could have big or your bottom could have flat. Your foot could have big, your heel back full of crap. Get flat, every Posse get flat. Get flat, get flat, every Posse get flat. You want the New York Posse, me want your lay down. On the rocks, hear Mr. Mitchell on the microphone, I chat. Get that, get low.
Yes, I choose, choose, choose. Some are you, choose, choose. Some are rude, why? Yes, I choose, choose, choose. Some are you, choose, choose.
What's going on? not such no more. No more old pants on the bar. No more floppy baseline no more. From the day since I have found you, I know you would listen to me. Juicer, I need not such no more. I found a juicer, I need not such no more. After all the things that we have done, no, I just can't understand why you think our old man's only my life. After all the things that you have done, just can't understand why you take our old pants out in the land. That's why I found a new sound, and in that sense no more. I found a new sound, yes, and this can dance out. I put a one third long bus to your master stop. Put a two third long bus to your master stop.
No old foot, rippy, no old foot. All right, yeah. Many want know what I done me. Many want know what I done me. No old foot, dig up after me body again. What I done me. Many want know what I done me. No old foot, dig up after me body. Cause right I know me body strong and naughty. Many want no old foot, dig up after me body. Many want nobody where could have been me, mommy. Cause for me body is strong and hearty. Many want know what I done me. Many want know what I done me. No old foot, dig up after me body again. What I done me. Many want know what I done me. No old foot, they go after me body. Cause when them did the young, them never care them body. Them bleach every night, I dance and party. I know them get old and floppy, floppy. Me I walk on the street and them admire me. But me no want nobody come, sorry for me. Cause me don't know me, I've been me woman and ready. Me don't want no wall of them, me don't want no wall of them, me. No old foot, they go after me body. So, ribby, no old foot, ribby.
Radio. We'll make a better system for that. Yeah. My name is Aaron. I'm here with the whole career. Hey, you know what sucks, man? Dude, my real laugh, I used to have the best laugh, and on the old shows, like, I feel like I did the laugh because I was really, really, I found stuff funny, and now I'm worried that, like, sometimes I have to fake a laugh sometimes.
You're thinking too hard, man.
My laugh is the real part of is what Gunwatch is about. There's a couple. It's about that, and it's also about something that I was going to talk about. I love those rhythm. I love that rhythm, man. I got to tell you, man. I really like that one.
It's good.
I'll tell you, man. I love that one.
Do Nikhil's laugh real quick.
I can't do any fake laughs because I'm like, I feel
on
like I can't
spot.
Do any. Yeah.
He's on the spot. He can't perform.
No, it's hard. You know, Chris, remember we tried to make that
Sayul
video?
Sayul is watching me. Yeah. Sayul is watching me.
All right. Inside joke. All right. All right. All right. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Spliffington. Gunwash Radio. Brooklyn, New York. It is now 8:10. I'm waiting for a text. I got to tell you, man, I was feeling really, really, man, like grouchy, but I feel much better now. I feel much better now. You got all my friends here. They made me feel much better. Gunwash Radio, my name is Aaron. Call in 718-497-2128. The lines are open, although I don't want calls right now. We may get them, and that's fine because we need all the help we can get. So did you guys see me on the Street Life TV thing?
No, man, I didn't. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it was epic.
Street Life.
Street Life TV. There was a
What is that?
It's just it's basically a blog. I think it's like a video blog, basically.
A vlog, would you say?
Oh. It's a vlog. It's a vlog. Vlage au vin.
I think I heard of those.
Yeah, it's all about hood stuff. I got to tell you, man.
You gotta love the hood, though.
Oh yeah.
We're in the hood right now.
What episode is it?
Wait, no, hold on. I gotta just give me 1 second while I talk to Herbert here.
Okay.
Shit.
So this vlog.
I'm good. Yeah. No. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that. That's fine. I don't even care. No. So yeah. Street Life TV. There was this video, and I went to go see someone, and I happened to end up in this apartment that I end up in sometimes, and
it's a tinfoil.
Piece of tinfoil, and they were filming this. A rapper was there, and I happened to know the guy, and he was. I was in the video while he was rapping, looking like an idiot, looking like a bonehead. Right. If you go to streetlifetv.com. Is that my this guy I know makes a site. You go check
what
it
episode
out.
Is it?
Episode 8. I guess it's the main one that's on there now. Yeah, but you don't hear me talk or anything like that. It
just sits there.
Yeah, I just sit there. I look like
I thought it was a casting call for a Problem Child 4.
Yeah. I kind of do look like that. I'm just like sitting in the corner.
Give it.
All right. Really quick, because then I got to get to the news. Jack told me today that C-Punk isn't cool anymore.
Fuck C-Punk.
I knew it.
What is this? What is this?
I gotta see him again.
Yeah, man, C-Punk's dead. Dude.
So the whole thing, the reason I bring it up, and then I promise we're gonna move on, is that the reason I had to listen is that because like Jack says, okay, something happened, someone dyed their hair blue, and C-Punk's not cool anymore, it's over. And I can't take that with a grain of salt. I have to sort of really take that seriously, because if Jack says something isn't cool anymore, and then I'm still thinking it's, and I won't let go, and I'm thinking it's cool, I'm gonna end up. Likely, I'll end up, you know, being into C-Punk with all these like late to the party ass hipsters.
Yo, dude, like the big booking agencies are throwing C-Punk parties now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's dead. So it's dead.
I saw an episode of Mickey Mouse with C-Punk music in the background.
if I keep liking C-Punk, and then I suspect that I'll likely end up being into C-Punk while all these other losers who are late to C-Punk are
like two people. Exactly. My Facebook feed and the whole dyed that color today.
Yeah, it's
today.
Over.
Like
yeah,
they announced that they colored
their
hair.
Jack's even look. Yeah, Jack's like looking at me through the window, yeah, like just giving me that face. Yeah, it's over.
This is the C-Punk swan song, I guess you could say, on Gunwash.
You could say.
Can you give the one hitter to Spliff?
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. All right. So once Evan sits down, we can talk news. Thank God, dude. I got to tell you, I was excited though. We finally brought weed tonight. It's been so long, you know. You know, that stuff doesn't come around anymore. That stuff that really, the really, really good pot that like, that crumb, that it's like, you know, the really big buds, leafy buds, and it's like, it looks shiny and iridescent, but when you touch it, it's like it looks moist, but then when you touch it,
it breaks up into the perfect, on its own, like, you just gotta like, start it.
Dude, I love that weed, man. I haven't had that in so long, man. I love that kind of stuff, dude.
Gosh darn it.
All right, tonight. So, as I told you guys, we got this guy in Canada that what he did was he excavated his basement using remote control toy. Evan, take it away, because I have no idea what he did.
Yeah, look at the pictures. It's really cool. Oh, well, I mean, it's. I'll leave that up to you to decide. He's got these remote control excavation machines. He's got, like, a backhoe. He's got, like, one of those leveling grading machines. He's got dump trucks. He's got bulldozers, you name it, he's got it. It's all remote control, and he's got multiple vehicles off one gigantic remote or controller, and he's slowly but surely moving dirt from the basement up this ramp that he built with his equipment. He built a ramp up to, like, you know, the little basement window that's like a foot high.
Right, like, right. The like the raised ranch.
It's like at the
Yep. Yeah, we used to break those.
Yeah, it's how we used to break into the house when we like lost the keys and shit.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't have a basement, so that's not true.
Well, you live in like a raised ranch kind of Jersey.
It's a bi-level, actually.
It's a bi-level. Yeah. Nice house, by the way.
And then he's like, he moves the dirt outside and he uses it to like fill in low spots in his property. It's really,
did he break ground with his toys?
Well, no, the article you read said that like part of the foundation or whatever gave way and like some heavy weather.
Heavy weather, never better. Dover Chester, Field Trip World, Ducksworth, Dover Chester, Powwow Gang, Oyster Jam,
Duck Colors,
Heritage, Knife Show.
Hurry home.
Watch the Crag.
Full service.
Watch the Crag.
Oyster Jam.
I like that.
Yeah. Oh, we got.
I have
lost
nothing to add.
There. Yeah, I'm so. Thank you, Evan. You have stuff to add. So yeah, the part of the structure.
To that tag cloud. I don't. I'm sorry.
Very funny. So okay, let me see. Caller on line four. Oh, we got a caller.
Love your mom's crew.
Oh, hey, Max.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, what's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
I was just thinking about you, man.
I'm pretending to live upstate New York, but I'm really just in my apartment. Not going outside.
No, I heard that you really do. Oh, yeah, that is upsetting. We need you to get exercise, Max. That's not very positive of you to stay in your house all night.
I'm getting really fat.
Really?
Eating a lot of fried food. Yeah, you drive everywhere. You don't walk when you don't leave your apartment.
Yeah, I've seen you a little.
You pretend to leave.
I've seen you a little plump before. It wasn't that bad.
I used to be really plump.
No, tubby. Yeah, but yeah. you had like the okay plump.
My nickname used to be La Grande Bébé, which means the big baby.
But you got a baby face though, a little bit. No homo.
It doesn't work when you're fat.
Oh, there's that laugh.
Oh, it came back for real. You got the laugh. You got the real gun wash laugh out of me, Max. I got to tell you, man.
All right, good. I can't hear you, though, too well because I just hear people in Roberta's eating.
Oh, Jack, we got to do something, man. We got to put something up, man. We got to put something up in there where shit won't. Oh, wait, are you just saying that because I said that?
Yes.
No, I'm sure you can hear it, but you do hear it, but it's kind of nice. It's ambiance.
Wait, so, yeah, it is kind of nice. Yeah, sometimes it's not so nice.
It sounds like a sea.
It's never truly dead air, then.
That's true. It's never truly dead air. So, wait, what are you doing up there?
I'm drawing pictures
okay.
and making art.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so you're doing stuff that's not so
negative.
No, stuff that you're semi-used to.
Yeah. It's all regular stuff. What about, you guys, you haven't gotten to the news yet. Were you going to talk about Whitney Houston, or are you just going to kind of let that one go?
I just felt like I wasn't really the guy to give that news. I feel like it kind of was given already, and I just don't know if I'm really qualified for that kind of work. I don't know.
I think you're right. Well, I'm going to leave you to it.
Did you want to say something about Whitney Houston?
New caller.
Okay, we got a caller. Max, we got a new caller.
All right, but look. Who's this?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, I'm hanging in there. What's going on?
Who is this?
It's Aaron. What's up?
Ducksworth?
What's up, Armin?
I'm in Vegas, nigga.
Yeah, I know. What are you doing out there?
Rolling! I'm hitting H's.
Armin got the poker face on.
what
blackjack.
What are you doing in Vegas, Armin?
2-1. I just moved out here, Dougie.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're seeing. Wait,
Ducksworth, what's up, man? This is Avalanche Peak right here, baby.
Oh,
they do have peaks out there. Have you gone out to Red Rock Canyon at all or any of that stuff? No?
Yo, come on. I was supposed to be here for 3 days. I've been here for like 12 days now. It's too good to be true out here.
Can I tell you something? Brian Wood comes Joe Hayes goes out to the Brian Wood thing in LA. And he calls me up from LA. Oh, this kid has the worst connection ever. He calls me up from LA and he's like, "Aaron, what's up?" And I'm like, "Hey, man, how you doing?" He's like, "You're not going to fucking believe this shit." I go to L.A. with Brian Wood and Ninja Sonic. We're all excited. We're all pumped up, feeling great, sell some clothes, go out on the beach. get to our hotel. Who do you think is waiting in the lobby with his bags, like, hold me down? And I'm like, Armin, obviously. Like, who else? Yeah.
Hey.
He's like, I'm going to hurt this kid. And I heard he punched you, by the way.
Nah, he didn't punch me.
Yeah, I think he did punch you.
You can't call it a punch if it didn't land.
I think he punched you.
I never got hit in my life, son. Only my dad's hit me before.
Yeah, I think he punched you a little bit, but all right. Ah, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. What do I know?
Sucker punch.
Fair enough. Yeah, checking him out.
I'm going to step outside of the Palms. I'm at the Palms right now. Oh. I'm at the Moose Resort.
You're at the Palms? The Palms?
Casino. You know the Palms?
Stay away.
Popping bottles, pinatas.
Stay away.
Bitches, pussies. Yeah, you know how many bitches turn 21 in Las Vegas every day?
Yeah, 100,000. Okay. This guy, go to the Bellagio. Or don't go to the Bellagio. They don't let kids there.
Who else you got on the show right now?
You know, people.
Evan,
Chris, Armando, Livingston, Jack, Powwow Gang, Field Trip World, Papers,
Adult
Max
Swim,
Boat, Ace, Adult Swim, Oyster Jam, Dover Chester, Ducksworth, whatever, same shit. Gunwash, no location. All right, so listen, I wrote, we're doing okay. It's like 8:20. All right, so listen, I wrote the guy with the dump trucks who digged up the basement.
I hate to do this, man, but there's a call on line 5.
Okay. You're on Gunwash. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, who's this?
Doper MD.
Hey, what's going on?
Chilling, man. What's up? My bad I didn't come through.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, you're always welcome. Hey, you know what? I have your sewing machine.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, nice.
Well, you gonna come get it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're like, I don't really want to hang out with you, but all right, I'll come get it.
No, I feel the opposite. I'd rather hang out and to bring anything back to my crib. I have so much crap in my house.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we can, like, ceremoniously, like, throw it off the roof or something like that.
That sounds cool.
Or we can, like,
another one.
Or we can, like, sew some sexy clothes and then have you model them.
Okay, that too.
All right. Cool. So what else?
I don't know. What are you doing after the show?
I'm going back to the neighborhood, you know? I'm going back and taking care of the dog and, you know, smoking weed and, you know.
Yeah, I got your movie.
Suck the Diamond.
Oh, yeah.
Diamond D.
Rough.
She's good, man. The dog's good. By the way, Armando's here.
Yeah.
She says she has...
I have your movie.
Wait, can you explain what that
movie is? Some VHS shit. There's some guy on Murder on Broadway selling a bunch of VHSs.
Oh, is that Homeward Bound on VHS?
Homeward Bound.
Yo, are you the girl who only types in caps?
Yes, all caps.
Gotcha.
So you be looking sexy, though, sometimes, though, Doper.
Whoa.
Sometimes, that's the key word.
Well, I'm not really like I'm not exactly the ladies' man, you know. All right,
yeah,
I got dope. I got to do the news though. I'm like running out of time.
Jean-Benet Ramsey, everybody. Jean-Benet Ramsey.
She's gone. That was good. All right, so I gotta hit her up later. I really do have a sewing machine, by the way. All right, so before we go, we got like 5 more minutes. Let me read this one thing. Okay, let's see if I can find it here. If anyone wants to add anything, feel free.
Whitney Houston died.
All right. So, all right. I wrote this message to the guy who dug out his basement with the dump trucks, and because he he has a YouTube page that it's called Little Giants Construction Co. That's what the YouTube page is called, and that's how he got discovered. So I wrote him a letter that was like, hey, I think what you're doing is interesting. I got a radio show, da 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 da. You can listen to it here, call me, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so he says back to me, hello. In the last week, my YouTube channel of my specialized hobby has gone viral throughout the internet media. People, PPL. People I know through the internet hobby forums and around the world have told me that they read about me in their newspapers and have seen me in my basement dig site in my 30-second news clip on TV. All of a sudden, attention has been too surreal. It's been as exciting as well and exhausting and overwhelming, too. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble. This guy's sentence structure is like a little bit choppy for me. I gotta be honest with you. My occupation is grain farming. Oh, no wonder he knows how to do this shit. I didn't even read this thing yet. My occupation is grain farming. I wasn't overly busy last week, luckily, in parentheses, and was able to deal with all the emails and phone calls from news, media, and general public curiosity. But this week I am booked up, scheduled B-train grain haulers to take my grain to the market. All right.
Tough life.
I spoke on 3 news radio programs last week in Canada and 1 from Australia.
And Lily Radio.
All right. We'll talk about that next week. I missed the first Aussie interview because of something related to the farm popped up 30 minutes before the call. They rescheduled the talk for Sunday afternoon. This guy's telling me like his whole... I've had 2 news and 1 documentary. TV phone to come to my house.
It probably took him like 3 hours to write this.
This is definitely not a form letter. Wow. With all this writing, he could have... Okay, let me skip around a little bit because he says several paragraphs later, thank you for your offer to be on your radio program, but I'll have to decline because money makers come first and I can't book any recreational activities at this time. Dude, in the amount... Yo, this email is like 5,000 words like words long,
that's
dude.
Long.
That would have been the whole
like
interview
long,
right there.
That would have been... I only wanted him for 10 minutes, man. But listen to this. Just to fuck around. Okay, blah, 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 thank you for your interest. So yeah, basically, like, I'm not talking to you, right? Then I hit him up and I say, just for the hell of it, I say, I'm like, how much would you charge me for a 10-minute call-in or something, right? Oh, my God. It took him a day and a half to get this one back. To gunwash. We could start the negotiations at $1 million! !! And work from there. Ha ha. Seriously, you are the first to offer any gratuity for my time on a da da da. The cost of a 10-minute call is immaterial. I'm happy to give back freely to a hobby that is... Oh, so now he'll do it.
Oh, nice. Word? Just like that?
But I'm busy right now loading company grain haulers.
Grain.
Gotta get that grain.
All right. So apparently, I can follow up with him and we can maybe
What's the street value of a key of grain these days?
Word.
Don't ask this guy. Ask Joe Murray from Canada, who dug his basement up.
Oh, he's definitely Canadian. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, so Gunwash was really fun tonight, guys. Thanks for coming. I'm going to get a shot of Slivovitz when I leave here. And some more weed, too. I got to tell you, man. You're a good boy there, Dexter.
You going to get you some clothes?
I'm going to take you shopping for some toiletries.
I like keep sending them those checks, Dad.
I love you, Mom and Dad. I love you, Max. I love you, Jeremy. I love you, Evan, Chris, and Armando. I love
you. Still employed, Aaron?
Pow Wow Gang, Field Trip World, Ducksworth, Dover, Chester, Big Yen, Doyster Jam, fucking
Doyster Jam.
Oyster Jam,
knife
Gunwash,
show.
Knife Show. Knife Show Full Service.
Watch the
Nozzle Tape, Gunwash.
Yeah.
Next week. I love you guys. Peace. Peace. You see what I'm talking about? It's nothing soft. It's no stronger. See what I'm talking about? Watch this. Hold on. We say, come on. Burn the thing. Yes, that same thing. You see what I'm talking about? It's just nothing soft. See what I'm talking about? Watch this. Who goes? We say, promote the ganja and the modico ho. Let me tell you, that's no joke. Then me sing, sir. Touch the cocaine in the bottomless pit. And guess what? Too much tobacco make you sick. Hey, hold me ganja with me virgin and me sit down and talk. We talk about some serious things in the past. The ganja is a big thing we only know. It was found among the wise and the smart. Them try to come back to keep the rum in the glass. The cocaine, the crack just to keep us apart. Them say, ganja be both hard, it's string to me hard. One feel on me up, you can catch me with a mask. The ganja is the conscious rasta in glass. Put it on your mother, who you're thinking that, me say. Come out the ganja and the moody cohort. Let me tell you, that's no joke. Then this thing, say, flush the cocaine in the bottom, let's be. And guess what? Too much tobacco, make you see. Science, boy. Boy, stop this. Exchange your clip. Why all in the pump, Batman, deadless? Matka Black, then. I said, well, yes, wicked man, because we are ready to kill. Yes, sir, people, blood spill. Gunshot, fillet, and not the man and gay. Be the boy, them, but you're in negotiation, no, sir. Make the mistake, not the mistrust, and the gun. And you might get set, people, boy.
gun because you're ready to kill. Yes sir, people blood spill. Good shot fill it, man, I'm a man and gay. Did the boy them with your mini negotiation go say? I make the mistake and come in front of the gun. And you might get said people, boy, bitch, and man, them not dress like a gal. Never let me down, they ask hell, y'all. These poor moral things get critical. Wicked man got nothing for write no pen pal. Style of killing it is so original. Just madness, me wanted international. Attached to me gun, me dig a sentimental style. Man not dress like a gal. From more for dead, me got no response at all. A bad man, you borrowed a call. This gangsta boy, you bring for all. Son, we gonna glisten like a looking glass. Boy, say the word and make the war start. Miss a man get woke, and nurse of the statist. Baba, I tell your life, you is a dead. Big gun, papa, hop, pay brain a fly. Hey, business, hey, I wanna find your distant fi die. Big gun, papa, hop, pay brain a fly. Business, I oh, and sing. Me look and observe, fancy boy, brain a fly. Me look and observe, the 45. Me look and observe, boom, boom, brain jump out. Me left the body out and not. And then, big gun, papa, hop, pay brain a fly. Business, I wanna find your distant fi die. Big gun, papa, hop, pay brain a fly. Business, I oh, and sing. Murder them, rude boy, murder them. In a the cold and heartless way. Why? Murder them, bad boy, murder them. Cause we don't like us at the might night again. Cause gunshot expensive and dead. Pepper shot the pussy that we bust it in the air. God the big, God the gun, God the wicked that we bust pussy. Then the bad men. God.
Now after God me cut him a leave. Some man choose to go lay down with Steve. Yeah, you hear me? All girls from Templeton Girls Kingdom. All gay guys, come down. Jump fence, all homosexualists. Keep me all the gay specialists. Runway with your nastiness. Padam pam, we find the exit. Now I'm working on the dead man list. We working on the dead man list. She working on the dead man list. For working on the dead man list. Call them this. Them this, them this, them this. All the guy now you know them this. Man we love man now you know them this. X amount of box and X amount of kick. X amount of lick out of me pick cock stick. X amount of shot coming from me matic. X amount of stab coming from me ice pick. X amount of cut coming from me ratchet. X amount of chop coming from me cutlass. Bring the ears, come and bring the casket. Now come for your body, come take the carcass. God them this, them it name one more gun and pan the dead man list.
I'll jump list man, I'll be the man. Tell a villa south to no come from man. A vineyard town man, a Kirk no come from man. Bad boy no pet powder, pardon our nurse. Chuck it up, see if your body not driving at the earth. Food boy no pet powder, pardon. I'll jump list man, I'll be the man. Tell a villa south to no come from man. A vineyard town man, a Kirk no come from man. Bad boy no pet powder, pardon our nurse. Chuck it up, see if your body not driving at the earth. Rude boy no pet powder, pardon our nurse. Pitch it up, see if your body not driving at the earth. No matter but who shoot last, Sam, who shoot first. Rude boy, you bust a shot, a gunshot, no reverse. Bam, and your head cup goodly burst. Little laugh at that, you are driving at the earth. When bad boy a shot you, it's like them blood burst. Just throw away your body and collect the purse. Chuck it up, if your body not driving on the earth. Rude boy no pet powder, pardon our nurse. Pitch it up, if your body not driving on the earth.
Yeah, yeah, some boy a gun greedy. Blowing them marrow to his very easy. Wicked man on the pity, I want a mercy. All the nation down in the city, wicked man.